Well, good morning, everybody. Good to see you. As we come to hear from God's word, let's pray together. Just some words from Luke 21. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." And so we pray, our loving Father, that as we sit here now to hear these words of Jesus, we pray that you would give us ears to hear. And we ask this for his sake. Amen. A sower once went out to sow, and as he was walking through the field, sowing his seed, some seed fell on the path. But it wasn't there for very long because it was stepped on, and birds came down and ate it. Some other seed fell on the rock, and that didn't last particularly long either, because something grew, but it had no root. And in time it faded and it died. Some other seed fell on thorns, and that grew. But as that grew, so did thorns. And that crop was choked and it died. But some seed fell on good ground, on good soil. And in time it grew and grew and grew until there was the biggest harvest that you had ever seen. He who has ears to hear, listen. Well, that's actually all I wanted to say today. And this is maybe the shortest sermon you've ever heard here at Snack. And Phil wasn't even here to see it, okay? I know, think of a student sticking under 20. I know, that is amazing. So we can probably have our next song, and then we'll head out to the hall. Now, of course, this is all a whole joke. This is not the shortest sermon, because we'll be here for 3 hours. But but I wonder what would have happened if I did that, if I just told that story, and then I sat down. Well, I think there would be very different reactions. Some people would stand up, they'd walk out of church, get in their car, drive home, and completely forget what was said. Some people would leave and think that was a great sermon. I have no clue what he said, but it was great. Some people would leave, think about it, but then get distracted. And some people would then come up to me. Some would come up to me and say, "What did that mean? And what was I saying?" Well, those reactions are very much the ones that Jesus saw when he told the crowd this parable from Luke 8. This is perhaps the most well-known of the parables that Jesus told. It comes up in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and it shows us four types of hearers, four reactions that people have to hearing Jesus' words. As was said, we're in a series in Luke's Gospel. Today's our second of 12 weeks. And we are in a section in chapter 7 and 8 that is all about salvation. The salvation that Jesus brings. Salvation from death, from sickness, and from sin. And Luke wants us to be absolutely certain that Jesus really is a savior. He is not a life coach or a guru who wants to moderately improve our lives. No, Jesus is a savior. But he is a savior who must be received. Someone whose words of forgiveness and eternal life must be heard and taken in. And yet, as the words of Jesus go out, they will be very different responses. And that's what this parable shows. There are four types of hearers. And these words of Jesus in Luke 8 are here to make us ask the question, what is my hearing like? And can I suggest to you that as we hear these words of Jesus, these are perhaps the most significant words that you will ever hear from Jesus. Because, and get this, because this parable is happening right now. Right now, as we sit here in church and hear these words of Jesus, this parable is playing out. Because we are in this parable. And I think if we get why Jesus said it, and then think about what Jesus is saying, it should transform our lives. So just 2 points. The purpose, why did Jesus say it? And second, Jesus' point, what is Jesus saying? So firstly, the purpose. So Jesus, verse 1, is traveling from town to town, preaching about the kingdom of God, and his followers are growing. Verse 2 and 3, it's men and women who are following him. Very countercultural in Jesus' day. And as he's going preaching about the kingdom, the crowds around him are growing bigger and bigger. So much so, verse 4, that a large crowd was gathering. And people were coming to Jesus from every town to hear him. And I think we can picture who maybe was there. There was the TV crews. There were the police controlling the crowds. There were the local school kids and their teachers who had come to hear what Jesus has to say. And now surrounded by a very big crowd, Jesus stands up, he opens his mouth and says, verse 5, a sower went out to sow. And he tells this story of a farmer sowing seed. And then Jesus just ends verse 8 saying, let anyone who has ears to hear listen. And that's all they heard. Now, I don't know what people did, but I'm sure that some people just went home. And some left and they thought, great thing he said. I have no clue what he's saying, but it was great. But there were some out of that crowd who wanted to know more. And they are the disciples. See verse 9. Then his disciples asked him, what does this parable mean? And verse 10, here's his purpose. So he said, the secrets of the kingdom of God have been given for you to know, but to the rest it is in parables, so that looking they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. I can remember being in school. I must have been maybe 6 or 7, and our teacher saying to our class that Jesus spoke in everyday stories like this so that people would understand him, that what he's saying would be crystal clear. But that's not what Jesus says here. Now he says, I speak in parables, verse 10, so that people look but don't see, and people hear but don't understand. And Jesus takes these words from Isaiah 6 in the Old Testament, where God's people had turned their backs on him, they're under his judgment, and God sends Isaiah to warn God's people to turn back. But as Isaiah goes to speak, no one will understand him, because God will not let them understand. Why? Well, because God's people didn't want to. Their hearts were hardened. And God's judgment on his people was to say, if you don't want to hear, fine, I won't let you hear. And as Jesus quotes these words, he says, I am doing the same. I speak in parables so that some people will not understand. And yet at the same time, he says them so that some people will. And I wonder, did you notice in verse 9 and 10 that Jesus says that there are two groups? There's the disciples, verse 9, and then verse 10, there is the rest. That is the crowd that's out there. And Jesus says the parables divide people into two groups, between the disciples and the rest. To be a disciple is to be a learner. It's someone who learns from Jesus. And what the parables do is they split the crowd between those who want to learn from Jesus and those who don't. Those who want to understand him and those who don't. Because the parables conceal and they reveal. They blind and they shine. Now, why does Jesus do this? Well, can I first say that Jesus isn't hiding. He will teach anyone who wants to learn, who wants to understand him. But he does give people a choice. Will I come to learn with the disciples? Or will I stand off in that crowd? I was talking to a friend of mine this week, and he was saying that the parables are like an automatic door, right? Do people know? I know what I'm talking about. You know, there's automatic doors in the shopping center, and if you stand back at a distance, they stay shut, and there is no chance of going in. But if you go towards it, the doors will open and you will go in. And Jesus is saying the same. Jesus said back in chapter 7 that the crowds round him were like an unresponsive generation, a hard-hearted people who don't really want to understand. And yet if we do, well, Jesus isn't hiding. And whoever comes to him to learn, to understand him, he will teach them. He gives people a choice. But can I also say at the same time that God is absolutely sovereign and he knows exactly what he's doing. God doesn't sit back hoping and unsure of who is going to come to Jesus. No, God knows exactly what he's doing. He hardens and he softens, he judges, and he saves. We're absolutely responsible, pardon me, for how we hear, yet God is absolutely sovereign, and in the end, he will reap a harvest that he has sown. But the question is, where am I? Am I standing far off? Or am I coming to Jesus to learn? Because when we do, he will teach us. So that's his purpose. Now point to his point. And so Jesus explains verse 11. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. We might say it is the word of his gospel. And it falls on four types of hearers. We have those, verse 12, those like the path, who the word just bounces off when they hear it. And then the devil comes and takes the word away from their hearts. This is the person who we bring along at Christmas or at Easter, and the preacher up the front is very clear, and what is being said to you sounds absolutely wonderful. And yet when you ask your friend what they made of it, they just say, "This is a nice building. The songs are sweet," because nothing went in. It just bounced off because their hearts are hard. And then there are those, verse 13, like rock. They hear Jesus' words, they take it in with joy, and they start to learn from Jesus. You know, they're coming to church, they've joined a gospel team, they are so keen. Until one day life gets very hard. And then verse 13, these believe for a while and fall away in a time of testing because there was no root. And then there's those, verse 14, who are like thorns. And like the rock, they hear the word, they take it in, and they make progress. They're growing. They're coming to church. They may be serving, they're praying, reading, growing, but then they get distracted and verse 14 are choked with the worries, riches, and pleasures of life. That's such a violent word, choked. But that's what our world does. It chokes. And then this person gives up hearing Jesus. But then there is the last type of hearer. See verse 15. This is the good ground. The ones who, having heard the word with an honest and good heart, hold on to it and by enduring produce fruit. And this is the person who hears Jesus' words and goes on hearing. And they hear Jesus' words with an honest heart. They hold on to it and they endure through all the worries and all the pressures. And in time, they produce a bumper harvest. Verse 8, 100 times what was sown. I heard this week that a good harvest is maybe 7-fold what was sown. But not this harvest. This is 100-fold. This is the biggest you've ever seen. So what is the point of what Jesus is saying? Well, can I start by saying that I hope that we see that the problem is not the word. A few years ago, I was once teaching a SRE class on this passage, and I walked into the classroom with a big bag of Mentos, right? And my plan was to split the boys into 4 groups, and I'd walk around the room and I'd retell the story, and I'd say, you know, some seed fell on the path and some on the rock. And I thought this would go very well. And it was a train wreck. It was a disaster. There were fists thrown. There were words said. It was awful. But the point's very simple. It's the same seed. It's the same word. Can I tell you personally that I'm not too fazed by the first soil, but the second and third soil are heartbreaking. And for many of us here today, we know the pain of friends, of family, of children who have stopped listening to Jesus. And as we feel so discouraged and we long for them to come back to Jesus, we must say to ourselves, the problem is not the word. The word is powerful to save. The problem is not the word. So what is Jesus saying? Well, I wonder if we often read this passage and think that Jesus is saying, go on speaking. Go on speaking about me, because as we speak, some are going to hear and be changed. And can I say that is true? But I'm not sure that's the main point of what Jesus is saying here. Because the person who is speaking here is Jesus. And as he tells this parable about hearing, it's as though he's asking us this question, not are we speaking, but are we hearing? Are we listening to him? And that's why he says, verse 8, he who has ears to hear, listen. And in our next passage, as we'll see for next week, Jesus is going to say, take care then how you hear. And then he's going to say that my true family are not my mother and my brothers, but the ones who hear my word and do it. The question that Jesus is asking is, are we listening to him? At my last church, in one of our congregations, there was a very dear man who used to sit either the first or second row, and you could almost guarantee that the second that you opened your mouth, he was fast asleep. He was out of it. And the second that you'd finish speaking, bang, he's back with you. And he'd walk out the back door, he'd shake my hand, and he'd say, it was a wonderful word today, brother. And if you say that to me after today, I'll be very encouraged. But isn't it possible to be hearing, yet not really hearing? to be listening, but not really learning. It's always a danger, I think, to think that there is nothing else to learn, to think I've made it. And we can come to church and see what's being preached and just think, yeah, I've heard this all before. No, like this last soil, we need to hear and hear and hear again and go on hearing and hear wanting to learn from Jesus. J.C. Ryle once said that many men bring their bodies to church and they leave their hearts at home. And Jesus says, no, come and learn. Receive my words. Learn about life, eternal life, of life with the God who knows you, of who loves you. And that is what we do as we come to church or to our gospel team or to what on Thursdays, or we sit in a coffee shop with a friend with an open Bible, or we read God's word on our own by the bed or on a bus. We are listening. We're learning from Jesus. The question is, am I listening? And when I say that, I don't mean are we hearing sermons or are we playing podcasts or reading Christian books, but I mean are we hearing through them to hear the word, to hear the voice of Jesus in his word? I hope that we never come to church thinking that we're coming to hear what a preacher thinks. No, we come to church to hear the word of Jesus. Now, as we draw to a close, let me ask you, who are you in this parable? Am I coming to Jesus to learn? Or am I hearing, but not really hearing? Or am I distracted? Is something taking me away from learning from Jesus? Well, who are you? Well, I know for many of us today, and I think of myself, but we read this and think, oh no, I'm the second or third soil. Well, can I say to you, as I say to myself, the wonderful encouragement of this passage, and please get this, is we don't have to be bad soil, because Jesus will teach anyone who comes to him, who comes and says, Lord Jesus, please teach me about who you are. Show me your salvation. We don't have to be bad soil. We just have to start listening to the voice of Jesus. And when we do, he will produce a bumper harvest. My old boss was once speaking on this parable, and he ended by asking, I wonder what would happen if someone started to hear the words of Jesus. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they found themselves maybe with a love for God and a love for others, and a joy in the face of all life's sorrows, and a peace that undermines our fears, and a patience that endures, and kindness and goodness and faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. It's a wonderful thing to listen to Jesus. What is my hearing like? Well, how about I pray and ask God would help us to hear? And so we thank you, our loving Father, that as we read the words of Jesus, he speaks. And we pray that you would keep and guard us from being those who hear but don't hear. And we pray that in your power and kindness that you would give us strength, grace, and all we need to hear, to learn, to take in Jesus' words, and in time, produce the harvest that he has sown. And we pray this in his name. Amen.